The sweet presence of our Lord Jesus be with you all, heart dwellers. Well, I have something very special to share with you tonight. Ezekiel had a vision of God the Father and a word from him, and it's very, very tender and beautiful, so I'm going to go ahead and read that to you. Instantly in prayer, I saw God the Father, Abba, Daddy, and he's holding the infant Jesus in his arms. He's just exactly the same way a new young father would hold his newborn child once the midwife has placed this tiny little swaddled gift in his arms. He had such a look of wonder and sheer amazement. You can just audibly hear him softly saying, through misty tears of joy, "Hi, I'm your daddy." And the tiny one instinctively moves his little head towards his father's chest, partly drawn by such powerful love and warmth exuding out from the father's heart. And also, just as instinctively, he is looking for his first bit of nourishment at the breast. Reluctantly, the radiant young father places the child ever so gently into his mother's waiting arms. Oh, what a beautiful and tender moment the three of them share. What profound love the young couple feel in these heavenly moments for each other. Through all this time, having hoped and prayed, nurtured and coddled, even touching and singing to the little one while he was yet in the womb. And now the months of waiting and nervous anticipation have given way to a wonderful cascade of happy tears and "I love you" spoken back and forth so deeply. So now back to the image of God himself holding his true and lovely child for the first time in that way. God the Father began, "Now I want for you to consider a couple of things. Firstly, there was an extremely important moment that has just taken place between this new little child and his new paternal father, also with his mother as well. But for now, we will consider these first moments between daddy and baby. Why? The second thing that I truly and deeply want for you to consider is this profound truth. Each and every time I look upon you, do you know what the very first thing is that I see? Regardless of what you have or have not done in your life up until this point, do you have the faintest idea of what I see when I behold you? When I take that long, loving look, much as a young mother who has lain her precious little one down for her afternoon nap, and then the mother stops suddenly at the door and simply gazes back at her little treasure, admiring and adoring those tiny little fingers and tiny little toes, those delicately turned up lips and little round cheeks. I could go on and on. My point, my profound truth in all of this, is simply to tell you that I am that young parent. Yes, yes, I am. Just for a fleeting moment, I allow myself to be that young, innocent, pure, inexperienced, and totally awestruck young first-time father. Oh, how I hold you so tenderly as I breathe my spirit of life into you for the very first time. If only you could see the days and weeks and months that I hover over you, begetting you from the womb and saying, "This one is mine." Yes, even claiming you from the womb of your mother. So enraptured am I with your little soul. So, so little, so frail, so pristine, pure from the very breath of your God. How I love to see you go as one more carrier of my very own heart and soul, with enormous earthly and eternal potential. And how I grieve to see you go, knowing full well just exactly what does await you in this fallen and sinful world that you've been born into. Some have said that I am a hopeless romantic. Oh no, that is so far from the real truth of who I am. On the contrary, I'm absolute and complete hopeful love. And so maybe you can begin by trying to look at yourself through a different set of lenses, a different set of eyes, a different heart. My eyes, my heart. And when the enemy of your soul comes with his lies and distortions and false accusations and toxic guilt, remember that long loving look. The most precious and priceless treasure of my heart, and that is you. So come, let us reason. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make you white as snow. I will take the stony heart from within you and replace it with a heart of soft, tender, newborn flesh, filled to overflowing with my own pure love for you and all those you will meet.